It's cold in Juneau. Earlier this month, the city saw one of its heaviest snowfalls in at least a couple of years. And according to the National Weather Service, temperatures ranged between the teens and the mid-20s. Carly Phillips was sleeping outside.
Oh my gosh, so that storm, we were actually sleeping way under a dock and it just got drenched. And this is like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. We're soaking wet, shivering, and just everything just gushing water.
Phillips is homeless, and she regularly comes to one of Juneau's few homeless shelters called the Glory Hole to get warm and to get food. She says that night, she didn't even go to sleep.
So I ended up just shivering in a doorway under some sheets I found. I feel bad because I think I took them from somebody, but I didn't sleep that night because I was afraid I would die.
Rose Lawhorn says if you're sleeping outside on a night like Phillips just described, dying isn't far-fetched.
Weather and temperatures down around zero or in the teens like we've had them, or with lots of snow or wind, even damp clothes really contributes to life-threatening hypothermia.
Lawhorn is a nurse and supervisor in the emergency department at Bartlett Regional Hospital. She says during winter, homeless people can get hit hard.
More affected, colder, more illness. During the winter months, we'll start seeing them multiple times in a day, hungry and cold and just looking for a way to get out of the elements.
Lawhorn doesn't know how many people come into the ER for exposure because those cases aren't always captured in the hospital's records.
But what I can tell you is we get many patients every day who are brought to us by either Rainforest Recovery, they walk in themselves, they're brought by friends or family who are concerned, or JPD brings them to us, and that is multiple times per day.
Lawhorn says the range in conditions is huge. Some people are just cold and hungry, and some are literally freezing to death. At the Glory Hole, Executive Director Maria Lovashuk says the shelter has 40 beds for overnighters, and during the winter, they're usually over capacity.
They don't turn anybody away for the lack of beds. So last night we had 46 people sleeping here. So if you don't have enough beds, they put people on the floor.
Lovashuk says they give breathalyzer tests every night, so people who have a blood alcohol level over 0.1 aren't allowed in. People can also be suspended for longer periods.
When people commit like violent offenses or exhibit behavior that is really threatening towards other patrons or staff, they do get suspended from here. And then I think we have 2 or 3 people who cannot get any services here.
She says the Glory Hole is the only short-term shelter that takes men, women, and children in Juneau. So unless suspended people and people who choose not to sleep in the dorms have somewhere else to go, they'll end up outside. Phillips chooses not to sleep in the shelter.
I actually haven't gotten sick from sleeping outside. I've gotten sick from sleeping in here.
Phillips claims the dorms have poor air quality and are overcrowded.
And also body odor issues. People don't regularly bathe or wash themselves.
Another person said they didn't sleep in the shelter because they kept getting into fights, and being outside was easier, even though it's clearly dangerous. Phillips and others said when they're outside, they have to wear a lot of layers and sleep under multiple blankets, sleeping bags, and comforters, anything to stay warm. Recently, there was a rumor that a homeless man died sleeping on the street. An officer in the Juneau Police Department has said it's just a rumor. Lovashuk says she spent 3 hours trying to confirm it and now also thinks it's just a rumor. But she says it definitely could happen. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.